said you want to get off to a fast start. How to
go? We definitely got off to a fast start. The tempo of practice was what I was looking for. You know, the practice load and just the team periods is a huge indicator of what you're looking for to start off with. So I felt good about that. You know, but I think we had 9 pre-snap penalties, 12 penalties overall. So, I mean, there's definitely a lot to clean up. But getting back to playing football at that type of speed, I thought was very important. I thought our guys did a very good job with that.
Mike, was there something with I noticed Jared Aberderis left practice early. Is there something going on there?
Jared's being evaluated right now. I know he fell pretty hard on that on the interception. So I'm not quite sure what they're looking at. So I don't know if it's tailbone or what it is.
What about Shields?
Shields, I think Sam was more going through some shoe issues. You know, I think originally they thought it was an ankle, but talking to just Flea walking off, he was looking at some different shoe options.
How do you feel for when Corliss might be back?
Andrew Corliss, I do not have a feel for when he would be back. He's dealing with a very difficult, extremely difficult family situation right now. So he's with his family, and he'll be gone as long as he needs to be.
What about Rollins? Any idea?
They didn't give me a week. They didn't give me a you know.
So what is missing for somebody like him? What is missing this kind of time?
Oh, it doesn't help. I mean, you know, especially with all the, you know, the reps that he participated in spring and did a lot of good things. So, but I mean, it's a physical matter, and just like we always do, gotta get him right and get him healthy.
Overall, a pretty short medical list before you're going into this camp, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think compared to prior years, this is it's been a very good list.
Day one of kind of seeing practice from different perspectives. Like, what did you get out of it as far as, you know, spending more time with special teams, defense, and all of it?
The practice part really hasn't changed. I mean, I still operate the way I've kind of always have on the practice field. You know, the only thing that really was different was, you know, not going to the 2-minute drill with the quarterbacks early, staying with the special teams in the early work. So, you know, pretty much with the defense and exchange period as opposed to being in with the offense. Because those were periods in the past I felt I needed to be at. But, yeah, it's, you know, there's more to practice than me trying to find out exactly how I'm going to operate this season. It's not that big of a deal. You know, we get to evaluate our personnel, so practice structure, you know, all those things. So a couple new things, you know, technique-wise or, you know, a couple plays. And just trying to keep your eyes on all those things and catching a live look at it as opposed to when we go upstairs and watch it on video.
What have you seen from
LaDarius
Hunter so far?
He's done some good things. Just, you know, I think he's gone in there and competed well. But, you know, I think like he's a lot like a lot of our young guys. He's flashed. But, you know, we're in day one.
Mike, can you tell us now what the theme of this training camp is?
I have not delivered the theme speech. So, and I'm not going to talk about it in here anyway. So, and that's something really for the team.
Trent Cordero, who obviously is coming off injury and was limited in the offseason, can he just pick up sort of right where he left off last year? Does he look like the same old?
Well, I think Jordy can. I mean, Jordy's so consistent. He looked, you know, today the little bit I watched him one-on-one, you know, he looks like he hasn't missed a beat. I think tomorrow and the next day and things like that, really how he feels as he progresses through camp will be, you know, the first hurdle that he needs to get over. But you know, I thought the staff and Jordy took the right amount of time. And like I've said in here before, I don't think there was a day during the off season and even over the vacation that I was in here that Jordy wasn't in here working.
And Mike, back to Jared, the natural inclination is to worry about the knee. Can you rule out that this has nothing to do with his knee injury last year?
The way he fell, I don't think it was his knee, yeah. So.
Could you talk about the first 2 days of shells and then go to pads on Saturday? What you want to get done these first 2 days? There's a lot of team out there, but a lot of fundamentals.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to tailor to the guidelines of what the, you know, practice, you know, restrictions are that are in place. So, but it's an install day for us. You know, we installed, you know, number one last night, worked on it today. We'll install number two tonight. We've tailored these installs, offense and defense and special teams, to a shell practice. So, obviously, you see a lot of perimeter, you know, focus and things like that. And then when we get this, you know, Saturday, the padded practice, will you'll see more inline work. Nate's, I think he's making the transition very well. You know, he's doing a good job in the classroom. You know, he's a natural football player. But just, I think, you know, his ability to play multiple positions will really help us and really help him.
What did you see out of BJ today?
Can't really tell you. I mean, obviously, I haven't watched the tape yet. Didn't really focus on the interior lineman.
Mike, how long do you think it'll be for Neil to get back? Mike Neil?
I don't think long, but, you know, I know Mike I know Mike feels he's ready to go. So training staff has not given me a timeline.
How about Crockett running back?
A little longer than we I think we all hoped. So based off his workout.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Lord.